Apple presents events at the Apple Store. Let's take a quick look at Go Dance from Sega. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Vice President of Digital Business at Sega, Chris Olson.
Good evening. Thanks for coming out. We're really excited to be here for this Meet the Developer session, and we're glad you guys could be here too. We hope you have as much fun as we do. But Sega is a company which has a rich history in video games. It was actually founded in 1940, if you can believe that. I know that that's an impossibly long time frame for some of you guys. In the interim, we've actually done a host of different types of games. Our roots are in arcade games, but we also had a role in helping introduce video games into the homes. We released a number of consoles, the Genesis, which some of you might have heard of, and most recently the Dreamcast some years ago. And through those consoles, we also introduced a ton of different brands and characters that you might have heard of. Crazy Taxi, Phantasy Star, and Sonic the Hedgehog, which I think maybe some of you guys have heard of. So we make games for consoles and PCs, but we're also at the advent of the smartphone and tablet business. We were on stage with Apple when they unveiled the App Store to the world. We introduced Super Monkey Ball for iOS. And today we have over 80 apps in the iTunes Store. And today, even though we don't make hardware, we're still very passionate about combining technology and creativity, which I think is evidenced in GoDance, which we're going to be talking about today. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce Carlos Pena Jr., who's I think you guys have heard of. He is host of Nickelodeon's Big Time Rush, and he'll be moderating today's panel.
What's going on, guys? Hello, hello. Okay, so how many of you guys like dancing? No, seriously. And who likes video games here? Because I do. Okay, well, you're in the right place because we got a dance video game that's pretty awesome. Just spent the past 10 minutes in the back learning some new dance moves. These guys are actually really good. Apparently, they spent 2 weeks in a beach house, right?
Actually, 2 days.
Two days.
Multiple days.
It felt
two
like 2 weeks.
2 days in a beach house, basically practicing and
two songs over and over again.
Over and over and over again.
Like a mantra.
And they know them by heart. So, anywho, can you guys introduce yourselves and let us know what you guys do with Sega?
Okay. Yeah, sure. My name is Bryant Green. I'm a producer with Sega of America, and I'm working on Go Dance with Sega Japan.
Hi. My name is Kaoru Tsuchiya from Japan. I'm a Go Dance producer, development. Yeah.
So he made it. I'm Minoru Iwaki, a VP of Sega Networks. Chris looks over the Western market. I look over Japan, Asia. We kind of split it up. So kind of the same responsibility with them. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So Go Dance. Can somebody just tell us what is Go Dance?
Well, Go Dance is obviously it's a dance game. It uses the camera in the iPad, but it's also you can play it on your iPhone or iPod Touch and over Apple TV. And allows you to play dance to some really great songs with your friends. You can play with your friends in the same living room, or you can actually play across the country using Facebook Connect. You can send challenges and just have a good time.
So, Go Dance とはどんなゲームでしょうか？
まあ、iPad があれば、どこでも、楽しいダンスゲームが踊れる。
So basically, it's a dance game that if you have an iPad, you can play anywhere, anytime. It's on the go. It's like a party in your pocket all the time. So,
yeah. And adding to that, it's built on top of really brilliant technology from Extreme Motions. It's like the Kinect, practically. But as the name Go Dance goes, you can go and dance anywhere. So it's like taking your console anywhere, using iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch. Or even Apple TV. So it's a really exciting title for us.
Yeah. Sweet. So how'd you guys get involved with making video games?
You want to start? Okay. I joined Sega around 7 years ago. Before that, I was in a credit card company for like 6 years, so I was in a really different industry.
So Sega's way more fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Way more fun. It was, or should I say credit card was way more boring, but yeah. So it's been like 7 years. I'm due to strategy, business strategy mainly. And for this title, I'm kind of the owner of the project with Tsuchiya, and he does the producing and stuff like that.
Game 業界はどうやって入りましたか？
もともとは映像クリエイターか、まあ、イベントオーガナイザーみたいなのになりたくて。
So I used to be, I used to work with video creation and editing.
でもそういったための勉強しているうちに、まあ、双方向性のあるコンテンツにすごく魅力を感じるようになって。
Okay. Yeah. So while I was studying, I realized that there's a lot more in the games industry, and you know, a lot more in interactive entertainment.
まあ、それをすでに達成していたジャンルがゲームだったので、そこに転職することにしました。
Okay. And realizing that, I decided that maybe it was my calling to move into the games industry.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, then let's get into the nitty gritty. What does it take to make an app, and an app like this that is using the camera and everything?
アプリを作るには、まあ、どんなノウハウとか必要あるんですか？
まあ、それが、まあ、面白いアプリを作るという意味であるとしたら、
as a, you know, as to make an entertaining application, a fun game.
まあ、言葉にならない感動を説明するために、
So basically trying to give your players and give them an experience without words, something that they feel, rather it's more of an emotion.
まあ、その難しい感情を言葉で説明しなければいけない、それが必要なことだと思います。
Yeah, so that's really quite a challenge trying to bring forth the fun and the game and the experience without words.
So what's the process though? Do you start with the idea and then kind of build like a really simple demo or?
そうですね。プロセスとしては、どうやってその最初の段階から作れるんですか？なんかゲームデザインとか開始するか。
まずは、まあ、ラフの企画を書いて、まあ、社内で面白いと思われれば。
Yeah, so, you know, we take the idea and we bring it internally, and if it seems like there's some fun attached to it.
まあ、試作を作る、まあ、チャンスをもらうことができて、まあ、それ、
Okay. So yeah. So basically, once we establish that it's fun, it gives us an opportunity to make a neat product.
Yeah. その試作品がまあ面白いと評価されれば、製品版の開発に着手することができます。
So basically, if the you know if it's determined that the game's going to be good and we think it's fun, it's got all the elements to succeed, then we bring it forward to the market and create a real version for everyone.
So start to finish, time frame. How long is that?
時間的にどのぐらいかかるでしょうか？
試作が
ですか？まあ、最初から終わりまで。
One year.
A year. From head to tail, yeah. From start to finish.
Okay. For this game.
For this game. Now, have you guys worked on other Sega games? Which ones?
他のセガゲームでなんか働いたことあるでしょうか？
ちょっと有名なタイトルではないんですけど。
It's not really famous, but...
He's making his debut, so.
I gotcha. Okay, so what makes this game better than any other game that Sega's made?
じゃあ、このゲームはなんかまあ他のセガゲームよりなんかどうしてこれがなんかベストかいうか一なんか何か得意。
まあ他のセガゲームも優れていますが。
So yeah, of course we love all the other Sega games.
Of course.
And 強いて言うならば。
And yeah, and basically, you know, we believe in our other products.
And まあゲームを普段遊ばない人にも振り向いてもらえるようなアプリケーションだと思います。
Okay, so
yeah, そういう可能性がある。
Okay, yeah. So basically, working to make a game, with the possibility to bring in different kinds of users, someone that that normally wouldn't be, you know, into a dance game. Yeah.
Well, there were a lot of cool songs. I know that Party Rock was number one on the list. How'd you guys choose all these songs?
どうやって曲を選ばれたでしょうか？
基本的には、まあ、アッパーなポップス。
Basically, you know, keeping an eye on the pop charts, seeing what's up there.
あとはあの EDM ミュージック、EDM ジャンルをちょっと意識しています。
Okay, and we also pay a lot of attention to the EDM genre as well. So, yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite?
何か
a favorite song to dance to?
一番好きな、なんか踊りながら聴く曲はあるんでしょうか？ゲーム内の。
Well, we love all of them.
Yeah,
yeah. We have four songs right now.
I like the party rock one.
Party rock. I mean, there was no Big Time Rush on there, so I mean, I was a little disappointed, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm just teasing. All right, let's see. Now, do you guys plan on adding more songs? Because you know, like there are tons of you know cool songs and like different games and stuff like that. They're always constantly adding stuff.
Yeah, of course. We plan to grow the library up to 25 to 30 till the end of October, and then maybe 40 till the end of November. So we'll have a pretty robust lineup, and we're in development in many songs right now. So it won't take a month.
You know? Okay. Now, there's a leaderboard, right? Because Quest Crew was in the back, and I think they were just killing all the best scores. Is that worldwide?
そうですね。あのリーダーボードはやっぱりリーダーボードはまあ世界中ですかね。
Yeah, so we use Facebook Connect and
gotcha.
You can turn your living room or bedroom anywhere. You can, you know, play everybody. It's kind of like an experience similar to the really hit application Draw Something. Yeah, so you tease people, you nudge them, stuff like that. Yeah.
So you seem like you've played this a lot, right?
Yep.
Who made up all the dance moves?
We have a pro dancer.
Okay, to make so there's one
moves.
Dancer.
No. Yeah, we have a team. Like 10 or 9.
Like a choreographer yep. and some yep. dancers, yeah.
Yep.
Now, are you guys super specific about what dance moves get in there, or is it kind of just like, you know, find some simple ones and then, you know, have like a hard section and...
あ、多少私が、コンセプトみたいなものを、お願いしてそれに基づいて振り付けを考えてもらってます。
Okay, yeah, so basically we create a concept and we request the concept and then from there we use that as a base to move forward.
All right, now here's my question. What was your favorite Sega game to play? Because I had, what is it called, Sega Saturn? Like back.
Yep, yep.
I mean, I'm not that old, but back in the day. And I had, what game was it? I think it was like Daytona USA or something like that.
Yeah.
And man, I used to play that for hours and hours. So what game was your favorite?
Chris, how about you?
That's a tough one. If I have to go obscure, I'd say my favorite Sega game is probably Choo Choo Rocket, which was on the Dreamcast. And one, it was a puzzle game from Sonic Team, the guys who did Sonic the Hedgehog. And another notable feature was that it allowed for online play, so you could dial up through your modem and play it.
Modem, wow.
Yeah, it was a modem.
Dial up, that's a long time ago.
Long time ago, ancient history. More recently, I really enjoy playing Sonic Dash, actually, which is a really fun Endless Runner title.
Awesome. How about you guys?
Me personally, Streets of Rage series is a big personal favorite of mine. But
そうですね、セガの一番好きな。
Jet Set Radio. Yeah. Jet Grind Radio. Yeah.
Jet Set Radio.
Awesome.
Mine personally, House of the Dead. It's a shooting game. It's really addictive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in it really.
That's awesome. Okay, so what's coming up next for Go Dance? I mean, what can we expect, you know, to add on and, you know, yeah, new songs and stuff, but are there going to be some new features or you know?
今後はまあ、Go Dance としてはやっぱり、どんな内容とか、どんな機能とか追加する予定はあるでしょうか?
ユーザビリティの向上にまずは、尽力したい、頑張りたいと思ってます。Okay.
So yeah, they want to make the work on making the usability much more, you know, improve. Work on, you know, making it more accessible. Yeah.
Yeah, and adding to that, the songs that we can mention right now will be Robin Thicke, Borderlines, Lady Gaga, Poker Face, Chris Brown, Yeah, and was it Icona Pop All Night? So those kind of songs. pop genres, hit genres from EDMs will be coming soon. Cool. In an app, so we're excited.
No, yeah, that's awesome. And there's only one player right now, right? It can just read one person. Do you think maybe in the future it might be a whole group where you can dance with like all your friends?
We actually talk about it a lot. maybe. But the fun thing about this title is that when people dance, as you guys are going to look at the demo afterwards, you don't look at the screen. You look at the guy dancing.
Yeah.
So
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, it's much fun taking turns right now. So we're pretty excited about the
It's a good party game that way. Feature. You can go up there and dance and then see how your friends do as well.
What's the most exciting part of the game?
Well,
It's because it's a very stylish game. That's the most exciting part about it. So we put a lot of effort into making the game, more appealing to people that normally wouldn't be into dance games, people that would like to play more, and it's maybe something that they normally wouldn't look at, but in this context, they're like, wow, this is cool. So we think that's a really exciting part of the game. Yeah.
Now, this is a new way to use the iPad. No one's ever really used it like this. Was it, tough to work with Apple and try and figure out how to make it all work? And what's next? Because that's pretty cool. This is all you need, read everything.
Yeah. We went to consult Apple in the early stage. They were really cooperative and they gave us a lot of really, really useful advice. So I don't know, もう7、8ヶ月前からだよね。Well, we were talking to them for like almost the length of the development period. So it was really fun because everybody was really excited about this motion sensing. And so we didn't really have a really, big bump or any hurdle developing between the two parties. Yeah. So it was fun all the way. Yeah.
Awesome. That's all the questions I have. Maybe we can dig more into just you guys personally. So, working for Sega, do you guys get chances to work on like a lot of cool projects? I mean, some that may not see the light of day, but still really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I work in the primary concern with mobile titles right now, and because of the short development times, you actually get to work on a lot of titles pretty quickly as well, because the development timelines are much more compressed than the console business, where you may be in development for 2, 3, 4, 5 years or more. So here you can prototype something relatively quickly, test it, get it out there, and iterate rapidly on it. It's pretty cool.
Any new systems maybe coming out in the near future?
No, we're out of hardware.
All right, well, we have an awesome dance crew here called the Quest Crew. You know what? They literally do this really cool flip thing. I'm not going to really give it away, but they're going to come up and do a little dance, and then we're going to have a demo of the game right here. So do you guys have any final words? No?
No,
nothing?
I mean, I think...
Go dance.
Yeah, go dance. I mean, the thing that's powerful about the game to me is basically it's a pop-up dance party. You can just grab your iPad, go out the door, and take it with you, and just have a good time.
This is all you need right here.
Yeah, exactly, which is powerful. I mean, the dance games on the consoles, you're in your living room, and they're fun experiences, but this you can take with you, and I think that's really powerful.
I love it. And one of your guys is going to come in later and do a full demo, right?
Yep.
And he's the one who knows all the moves.
Yep, he's memorized it all.
Awesome. Well, then we should get off the stage and let these guys come on and dance.
Okay.
So here
Thanks.
We go.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
We're just going to give you a quick look at what's inside Go Dance. So this is Go Dance. We're just going to give you a quick preview of what it looks like on the inside. So once you get into the store, into the main menu here, we've got three different areas you can go to. You can battle by yourself if you want. You can practice and get even better. You can battle against your friends, or you can go into the store. So yeah, so we've got here, what we're looking at right now is our record store. And as we add more and more songs in the next coming weeks and months, you'll find a lot of your favorites in there. And we've got a number of stages, places you can battle, all kinds of cool places right here in New York City if you want. You can go to Japan, you can go to space, which is amazing. And we have on our left here a number of different tracks. And as we add more songs into the store, they'll become available. And we're just going to head back to the main menu here. Calibration. All right, so one of the cool things about this game is that it uses a really unique technology which does motion sensing. And we're going to show you that right here. I'm going to try and do my best to be an iPod stand. So, all right, we got it. Yeah, so it's as simple as that, really. It's like just a few seconds, you set it up, and and you're good to go. I thought he was going to do it for us. Bummer. All right. But yeah, so that's pretty much the one-player mode there. And similar experience for two players, except with lots of different options to battle your friends. Moving on, we're just going to show you the versus mode real quick here. So once you break into here, you've got your menus, you've got all your songs, and down at the bottom there, you've got your scores and your battles that are going on. So when you play, you battle, and depending on who gets the higher score, pretty much is what gets posted to the leaderboard. Sync with your friends on Facebook, and you know, you can play against anyone, anytime, anywhere. You know, it's as simple as that. You can post on Facebook, you can taunt on Facebook, you can make fun of people on Facebook, whatever you want to do. And you've got a friends list, so as you add your friends in, you'll see a lot more. And you can always pick them, you can always battle. It's pretty much very similar to what you see in the single player game, but you've got the full store there. Yeah. And we'll just show you real quick here the cool part, which is our store. So there's a whole bunch of items and stuff that you can get in the game as you play. The more you play, the better you do. Show them like avatars and stuff like that. So we got a number of different items to customize your particular avatar person. We got tops, and they're there. All right, yeah. So we have a whole bunch of stuff that you can basically unlock as you play through the game, which is really cool. Customize your characters. You can dress them up in wonderful clothing. You can make them look silly if you want to. We got bottoms. We've got accessories, shoes, tops, all kinds of fun stuff that you can get for free through the store. So that's pretty much a quick introduction of GoDance. That's what you'll see in the store. Hopefully you'll come out and dance with us soon. Thank you.
How about you guys give it up for Quest Crew right here, right? See the score. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up once again for Quest Crew coming out here. All right, guys, so what we're going to do now, we're going to bring a couple of our guests back up. We're going to open it up to Q&A. By now, surely you have some amazing questions about GoDance.
Looks like you don't have to create an account of any kind for the app itself. Is the only way to connect with friends through something like Facebook?
そうですね。あの、まあ、アカウントとしては、どういうアカウントあるんですか？なんかあんまり作らなくていいか、何が必要ですか？アカウントを作るときに。Facebook とか、あとは E メール。
Facebook only.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. でも E メールでも。
もしかしたら勧誘って意味では、E メールとか SMS を通じて友達を誘うこともできます。
Yeah, so basically, you can use Facebook if you want, but there's also the option to use email if you want, just normal email, so you can email your friends, or you can also use text messages as well, so SMS. So,
How much is the app going to cost?
How much is the app going to cost?
The app costs $1.99, and it is available right now. And that comes with two songs.
Is there anything you wanted to include that you couldn't include for technical or other reasons?
He
really wanted to make it so that you could switch between a male and female dance avatars. So, and that's something that we're planning on doing for the updates. So, yeah.
Are there levels of difficulty?
レベルとか設定できますか?
今のところは曲に対して一つの踊りなので曲が難易度、難しい曲、優しい曲っていう区分けになってます。
There's currently no difficulty settings, but there are some songs that are more difficult than others. I can attest to that. So I'm very good at Nicki Minaj, but I'm not very good at LMFAO. So I try, but you know. So it's basically up to you to pick the song, and you find the right one that you can jam to, and go from there. So.
Is there any way to request the song if, you know, if, I don't know. Like, if it's highly requested, isn't a song able to, like, you guys be able to, like, put it on in the game?
お客さんから入れたい曲があったら、それは可能ですか?
努力します.
They'll work really hard on it. So, yeah.
So there's no way through the app to do so, but we do have a presence on Facebook and an online community. So if you were to request it, we would certainly take that and under consideration.
What was your biggest challenge during development?
開発の時にどのチャレンジが一番難しかったんですか?
まあ本来ゲームに、ゲーム用の技術ではない技術を使っていますでやっぱそこには勇気がありました。So the
biggest challenge was putting technology that normally is not really associated with the game into a game and making it fun. So that was a pretty big challenge. Yeah.
And the side challenge would be the music licensing, which is a whole another ball of wax.
And the last challenge is watching me dance around the office. So, you know.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for audience Q&A. Guys, join me one last time in thanking everybody from Sega for being here. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, guys.